Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
It is a joy to have you with us today here on Connected, and I will be back in a few moments, and I have a special friend of mine. We met some years ago, and we got close. She's a lady after my heart, and I'm after her heart because both of us are after God's heart. And we're going to just open up and just share and be real. A lot of you are in ministry, and you feel all alone in ministry. There's a lot of things that those that are in full-time ministry go through that nobody really realizes what they suffer. And even the burden on their heart that they carry 24/7. It's like when I heard this one pastor say, and I've said this myself, I thought the pay was pretty good pastoring a certain church till I realized I was working for $1 an hour. That's why, because you really carry the ministry 24/7 upon your heart. The Apostle Paul, when he talked about all the beatings he received, being left out in the ocean for dead. I mean, he went through shipwreck, all these things he suffered, but more than all that, the greatest burden was the care of the churches. Your pastor and your pastor's wife, they say the pastor's wife is the loneliest woman in the church. And there's reason for that. She can't be close to the parishioners. People get jealous, or sometimes it's unhealthy. And so she is a lonely person. We need to stand with our ministers. We'll be back, and we're going to be talking about some of the challenges in ministry. You don't want to miss it.
And broken, I came back to Him, a vessel unworthy, so scarred with sin. But He did not despair, He started over again, and I bless the day.
Life. this month at He's Alive Radio with your love gift of $15 or more to the ministry, you'll receive our March coaching CD with Dr. John Polis, Becoming Rich in Faith.
The first key to growing strong faith is building it upon the Word of God. When the Bible talks about the rock that this man attached his life to in Luke chapter 6, he's talking about the Word of God. The Word of God is like a rock. The truth of God's Word is immovable, and you can build your life upon it.
To partner with us, visit us online at he'salive.net.
And we're back. You're tuned to He's Alive Radio and Connected, and I have a dear friend of mine, Wilda Brown. Wilda, we have something in common. We're both preacher's daughters.
Correct.
We both grew up in a pastor's home. We both married people that were called into the ministry, and we were alongside of them as pastor's wife, and God put his hand upon us and called us into the preaching ministry as well. And you pastor alongside your husband, Ken Brown, up in Cherry Tree, Pennsylvania, at Morning Star Ministries there.
Correct.
And there are times that you and I have had to get together just because we were suffering in ministry, and everybody that's called to God's work is going to suffer. Isn't that correct?
That's correct. That's correct. If we don't suffer, Jesus suffered for us,
So
we have to suffer for the people.
Mm-hmm.
And God calls us for such a time as this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this is hard times.
Yeah.
It isn't easy.
Mm-hmm.
But yet you got to look and know that whatever you're doing, if I'm talking to pastors' wives today, know you're not doing it for yourself. You're not doing it for the people that you're pastoring,
But
you're doing it for the Lord Jesus Christ. And you're doing it for the rewards that's going to come when you come before the throne of God.
That's
the important part of pastoring.
Do you feel that in order to be a pastor's wife, you have to be called to be a pastor's wife? Have to carry a grace for that?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
But you do have to pray for God's grace.
Yes.
Because pastoring is not easy. People look at you in the pulpit and think, wow, look what they have. Look who they are. No, it's a job. It's hard. It's
mm-hmm.
not easy. It's
yeah.
not easy. People think it's easy, but they don't know what's in the background.
No, they don't. And as a pastor's kid, what was it like being a pastor's daughter?
Wow, I don't know if I want to go there and not Pastor Sharon.
Because I remember my own story. I can remember we felt like we lived in a fishbowl.
Mm-hmm.
People always watching.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the deacon's kids, you know, they could smoke dope, but you couldn't even hit your finger and say, ouch, hardly, you know, nothing.
Exactly.
Everything was being scrutinized.
Exactly.
And it was almost as if you had to perform instead of be.
That's it.
And it was very difficult in those days. And, of course, I grew up in more of the holiness movement, which meant holiness wasn't scriptural. What we know as holiness, it was outward appearance.
Yeah.
And I was not going to do that.
That's right.
And I remember getting on the bus many times and putting on makeup and because it was not accepted.
Right. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's you're taking me back a few years, a lot of years.
Uh-huh.
And we were never allowed to dance. We were never allowed to go roller skating. But we always did it in the background. You know, my brother and I one time was telling, at Christmas time, we was telling my mother what we did and said, we used to be the best dancers in school. And she, no, you weren't. So that's it. You know, coming up through being a pastor's daughter, one thing I said was, God, I never want to be a pastor's wife
mm-hmm.
because it was hard times. It was really hard times back then, and you know what that was all about.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? It's worth it all in the end.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? The uh-huh. calling, it isn't a specific calling. Sometimes you'll marry into ministry,
mm-hmm.
and you have to become a pastor's wife.
Yeah.
And that takes a lot of growing, a lot of help,
uh-huh.
and a lot of prayer. But it is fruitful.
Yes.
People, it is fruitful. I look at our congregation now and I say, oh, God, what a beautiful congregation. They love us. We love them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you have to become. You have to. They have to be your family.
That's right.
You have to be their mama, really, uh-huh. when you think about it, as a pastor's wife.
You know, there's been so many sacrifices. I can remember we would have revival. And revival meant the evangelist stayed in our house.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because I had such a nice bedroom, I would have to give up my bedroom.
Yes,
I know. Now, revivals were not 3 and 4 nights and 5 and 6 nights. They were 2 and 3 and 4 weeks sometimes.
Absolutely.
And I remember I was out of my bedroom as much as I was in my bedroom, because we'd have 4 or 5 revivals a year at least. And I remember resenting that till I got older and I thought, wow. There was glory in that room that I would come in and out of. You know, the very things that I thought was a sacrifice became a blessing in my life.
Yeah. Absolutely. We not to live in the past, but we need to look back to the past sometimes and say, hey, God, you were working in my life even back then. You know, like you're saying, you know, the glory was in your room. You didn't realize it because you was a kid. But now you realize it. You know, and now you carry that glory.
Yes.
Now we carry that glory because we walked in our father's and mother's footsteps and we followed that. A lot of people don't do that.
That's
but we
true.
Need to learn to follow.
Yes. Well, there are pastors out there and they carry a load. When you're married to a pastor, he's also married to the church. Mm-hmm. It's almost as if the church is the other woman in many cases because you may have needs, but if the phone rings, you're expected to respond to other needs. And sometimes the children get lost in the mix.
Yes.
And so I believe we should undergird our pastors of our churches, their family. Pray for the family as much as you do for that man or that woman.
Yeah, because the family needs that. You know, we found that out in our last pastoring, you know, got so caught up in the church that he forgot about the family and the wife. And so we have to keep it as a family. Sometimes, you know, people expect so much from the pastor, but they forget he has a family that he needs to be taken care of and he needs to be part of. Sometimes he needs to be home when he does, when they think he has to always be at the church or always doing this and doing that. But we need to be able to, the church needs to carry their pastors.
Yes.
They need to be there, like you're saying. Keep them in prayer. It's it's a struggle. It's not easy to be a pastor. People think, oh, they see you behind the pulpit. Oh, that's beautiful. I like to do that. Don't do it to you walk in my shoes.
Yeah, you don't know what you're asking for.
Yes.
Yeah, you don't. One of the sacrifices that I've had with my parents in ministry was we never pastored close to each other. They always pastored. Of course, my dad's been retired for about 15 years now, but they would pastor anywhere from 600 to 1,000 miles away. We were that far apart from each other. And the busiest time of year is holidays, Christmas services and Thanksgiving services. And then we would have Easter services. Mother's Day was a big day at church. And over the years, I could not have the holidays with my family. And people in the church would be so kind. They would invite us to their house on the 15th, the 16th, maybe the 20th or the 21st, but nobody wanted us over on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day because that was their time with their family.
Correct.
And here we were as the pastor laying our lives down for the church and sitting home alone, just us during these holidays. And my parents did the same thing for years. And I thought, why can't we get a revelation of the fact that God wants us to love our shepherds.
That's it.
Amen.
That's it. People have to learn to have respect and to love and to care for them. They say, well, he's the shepherd. He's supposed to be caring for the sheep. Well, what about the sheep? Without the shepherd, there would be no sheep.
Yeah. It does say smite the shepherd and the sheep will scatter.
Absolutely.
And so we need to uphold them in prayer. There are some, they say a record number of people are leaving the ministry every year.
Yeah.
There's a reason for that. And I remember as a young person crying in the altars, felt called to the ministry. You don't see that like we used to. In fact, I saw one study that the average age of pastors today are in their 50s because people are not going into full-time ministry.
Yeah, they're not.
Like they used to. And so the pastor is becoming extinct if we do not uphold them in prayer.
That's
the evangelist already has, and we need to be people of prayer.
That's right. We need to hold them up in prayer because if these younger people see struggling, they're not going to want to mm-hmm. come into being pastors.
Yes.
You know, and we have to teach this younger generation to pray for their pastors. Like you're saying, they need to learn to uphold them because mm-hmm. it's so important, because it's not an easy job. It's not an easy job, but it is. If God has called you into that ministry, then God's going to take care of you.
We're going to be back in just a moment. We're going to be praying, and you have two sweet ladies from your church, and they're both on your prayer team, I believe.
Yes, they are.
And I'm going to have them pray for pastors, for church leaders, and then I'll have you close out in prayer before okay. we go. We'll okay. be right back. To the Lord in prayer. Pastor Wilda Brown has brought with her two of her intercessors. that pray for her and Pastor Ken at Morning Star Ministries in Cherry Tree, Pennsylvania, and Cindy Rummel and also Nancy Snyder. She brought with her. Cindy, would you take us to the Lord in prayer? We're burdened for pastors today and their families. Other people need to be praying, don't they, Cindy?
Yes, they do.
And they need to cover them in prayer. Would you take us to the Lord?
Heavenly Father, we just come to you today, and we're speaking from our hearts today that you would touch each and every pastor, his wife, their children, Lord God, because, Father, they need to draw the strength from you today, Lord, for the things that they go through. Father, even not only in their spiritual being, but, Father, in their physical bodies, they need a touch. If they need a touch, Father, we're asking you right now that you would touch them, that you would heal their bodies and heal their minds, Lord, of any emotional needs that they have. And, Father, most of all, we're lifting them for you in their financial needs. Father, you know what they are, Lord. We don't know, but, Father, you do. And, Father, we're calling out to you today. You see their hearts and you see their desires and you see how faithful they have been to you, Lord. And you said that if we were faithful to you, that you would lift us up. And Father, this is the day that we want to see the pastors and their families lifted up before you, Lord Jesus. And Father, we just give you the glory and the honor today for all that you're doing.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
And Father God, I come in the mighty name of Jesus Christ in the power and authority he gave me over the power of the enemy. I bind Satan in the families and the pastors' families and their homes and their children and over every ministry out there. I take authority over the enemy that would try to strip God's people of their rightful place in the kingdom. And I bind him and let him helpless that he cannot destroy the family and the ministries that you have put and set up on this earth.
We put
him under our feet where he belongs right now in the mighty name of Jesus. He has no place in the family of God. And we take all power and destroy it right now in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We praise and thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And Pastor Wilda, there are people also that are suffering in their body today. Would you bring them before the Lord?
Yes. Heavenly Father, we just bring everyone that's listening to you today, listen to this voice coming across the airways. We just lift them up to you. We ask you to give them a healing touch. Bless each one. Their ears are attentive to what you have to say through this radio station today. Just bless them. Lift them up. Be with them in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Before we go, Pastor Wilda, we want to mention Women of Valor coming up April 23rd through the 25th. You're going to be coming?
Oh, yes, we are. I already have my sign-up list ready. I'm going on vacation for 2 weeks, but I told them, you come on, you get signed up because we're going to have a powerful, powerful time. Many mantles are going to fall. A lot of our women already have mantles, but God don't just give one mantle. He gives many mantles.
And not only that, but some are not picking up the mantles.
That's it. They need to pick up those mantles. They need to run with them. It's like Elisha. If he followed Elijah around, he didn't pick up that mantle. It wouldn't have done him any good.
That's right.
Then he picked up that mantle, and he did double what Elijah did.
Yes,
and we can do that.
Yes, we can. We can. For more information, you can call us 301-895-3292 or go to fathershouse.info. Pastor Wilda, your church is located, you and your husband, Pastor, in Cherry Tree?
Correct. Route 240. In Cherry Tree. It's 4886 Route 240. Make sure you get that in your GPS or you'll get lost. We're out in the country, but God blesses us, and we welcome you to come and visit us at any time. You will enjoy the services.
Yes.
And my husband is a mighty, mighty powerful man of God and brings a powerful word. We have powerful people, a lovely family that will love you and you won't want to leave.
And you can't miss it. It's a large church there, and it sits up there with a lighthouse as the steeple.
Right on the top of the church is a lighthouse. My husband didn't want to put it up there, but that was my vision and my father's vision from years ago that God would put a lighthouse in that area. And we are that lighthouse. And we just want to light up the area for Jesus. Jesus
Amen.
Is the lighthouse.
Yes, he is. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at HeesAlive.net or at HeesAlive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.